Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone out there in Blog Talk Radio land. God bless you all. This is your host, Minister Yvonne Dillis, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas. And we're just saying, praise the Lord. Whatever you've been through today, whatever you is on your mind that may be troubling you, this is your time to just relax, just kind of woo-saw, as we say here on Blog Talk, right? We just want to just relax wherever you're at. Just let somebody know that all the burdens, all of the troubles, all of the words and things that may be on your mind, God is still in control, and we are not a defeated foe. We still are the ones that are the head. We are not the tail. We are prospering in our spirits, regardless of what's going on around us. You are still prospering. You're still growing. You still have opportunities to get more closer to the Lord. He wants that intimacy with you, and that's what we're here to do. We're going to make sure that we are doing what it is that God says for us to do. Amen? Amen, amen, amen. Well, we're going to start with our scripture. Just wanted you to also know that the chat rooms are open. I see people are in the chat room, so God bless you all as you are in the chat rooms. If you want to communicate or come out of the chat room throughout the broadcast, I will be trying to type and communicate with you also there in the chat room, okay? All right. So let's just get started. Let's go ahead and get started. One moment. Just want to make sure everything is technically going right for us tonight. Our, you know, God's peace is what we're looking for today. God's peace. You have someone that you feel like is always troubled and life is really bearing them down. You want to relate to them and give them a word of God. He says, I have my peace for you. And our scripture is going to speak about that a little bit tonight. Amen. Because God always has a good word for you. He has a word in your time of trouble. He has a word in your time of happiness. He has a word to get you through to that next level, right? Amen. So Philippians is where we're reading from tonight. And we're going to verse 4. Philippians verse 4. And we're going to be starting reading at verse 4. Amen? And it reads as follows. Your version may be a different version. I'm reading out of the NIV right now, but whatever you prefer, whatever you prefer. The word is the word, broken down in many ways for you, but it's still the word. Amen, amen. So it says, verse 4 starts and says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Praise the Lord. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer, by petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, hallelujah, the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts, will guard your minds in Jesus Christ. Verse 8 says, finally, brothers, whatsoever is true, whatsoever is noble, whatsoever is right, whatever is pure, lovely, admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Hallelujah. So, you know, it just breaks it up. That just says so much right there. That's just a lot. It's actually telling us that whatever it is that we're going through, we should still find just a way to rejoice. You know, we're human, so we're not going to walk around every day, you know, we're going through these horrible pains, but cheery, cheery, it's on our minds. But what it is that the enemy is wanting to do is he wants to get you to a point that you're just a weary body, that you just can't, you know, maintain and go throughout today. That's what the Lord is telling us right here, right now, that we are not to do. It's just telling us that we need to make sure that we are thinking about good thoughts. Don't get caught up in the situation because it will drive you crazy. Amen? It will drive you crazy if we really stop and think about all of the things that is going on, not just in the world, but to us personally. We have some personal things that we have to take to the Lord, right? And then we have to be sisters and brothers for each other. You know, we've got to be there for each other. We need to be prayer warriors. We need to be intercessors for each other. We need each other. I am my brother's keeper, right? So if I'm going to be there for you and be able to help you in your time of need and your times of trouble, I'm going to need to stay prayed up. I'm going to need to keep my mind and my spirit set on the Lord. So he reminds us that. He tells us then, for the peace of God, that peace will transcend all understanding. You know, somebody say, well, Mr. Barnard, in the world, are you still at peace? If this, and this may be going on in your life. They may say, Sister Joyce, how do you still carry a smile on your face when you got this going on, or you just went through that, or ma'am, you may have went through a divorce, or you may have went through your loss of stocks, or whatever your situation may be. We got the situation here with the Oklahoma State College at their homecoming. That young lady ran into that crowd and killed so many people, injured so many others, but you still got to find a way to go on through that. Yeah, see, that's not our peace. That's peace that only Jesus Christ can instill in us. Amen? Only he can give us that kind of peace. Only he can give us that kind of peace. Amen. Only he can give us that kind of peace. That's his peace. And sometimes we fight and we try to get it from ourselves and we never can get it young because that's what we have to do. We have to take out times like we're doing right now this hour. We take out these few minutes just to move everything else aside. So while you can wait for a minute, I just need a little touch. I need to hear the word of God. And so that's what we're here to do. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this opportunity. We just pray that today you would just show yourself in our families, in our homes. Take over our lives, dear Father. We invite you to be a part of us, dear Father. Come into this ministry and just do what you would want to do. Have us say what you would want us to say. Dear Father, may we carry out throughout the week your words that you would put into our hearts right now. Dear Father, seen and unseen prayer requests. You know what's going on with us, dear Father. You know what's going on that we speak about, the things we don't speak about. Now we invite you to just, you said bring them to you. Your word said with prayer and petition, supplication, if we're not anxious, with thanksgiving, we can present these requests to you. All of our finances, we present to you. Our health issues right now, Jesus, we present to you. All of the things that are bogging us down, it may be a family member, any arguments and people going against each other, mother and daughters, fathers and sons, we just lay them at the altar before you right now, Jesus. Right now, Jesus, we ask you to just be with all the families, uphold all the ones that are going through bereavement right now. Dear Father, someone who is doing the wrong thing and they're reading the word and the word doesn't tell them the right thing to do, but they're straying and they're leaning to the left and they're leaning to the right because it's something in the world that has got, it's flashing and got them deciding to, oh, I'm just going to do it my way. I thank you, Jesus, that your eyes are always on the sparrow. And you miss nothing. You miss nothing. And you're not just going to let anything pass. We thank you for that peace. We thank you for your word that reminds us to think of things that are lovely. Think of things that are kind. Think of things that are righteousness and pure. And now may I decrease and may your ever power just increase in our lives. Speak to your children the way that no one else can. All around the world. Everyone is in the chat rooms, everyone that called in tonight, all around the world, dear Father, we pray for them, pray for their households, pray for their prayer life with you, Jesus, and may they begin to see some release in those areas that is just really wearing them down. May they be able to look up and see your mighty work, hands just working in that situation. So we go ahead and thank you for it in advance, Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, we want to take out just a moment, and I never want to just remember this is your hour of power, too. So we spend 45 minutes here together. If anyone wanted to, any prayer requests, we ask you to just speak up. You can give your name if you like. If you do not, that's fine. I have received a lot of emails through my walkwithmegod@aol.com for different prayer requests. And I thank you so much. I've been in communication with most of you, and we're praying on different situations. And I respect the matter if you do not ever want to say anything on the line. Just the fact that you show up and you always reach out to let me know that you are on here in some type of way. So thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. But again, I do like to give the opportunity for anyone who would like to give their name or the city or state they're calling from, or if you have any prayer requests, this would be your time. If you have any praise reports, you know, we pray about so many different things. And then, you know, when God does these, he answers these things for us, or we see some things moving in our lives, it's so good to come back and give a praise report. Any praise reports tonight? All right, in the chat room.
I do have one request, if I may.
Yes.
This is Norma calling from San Antonio, and this is my first time joining in, but I've been following and been worshiping and praying. I've recently lost my husband, as you know, and there's been a lot of turmoil in the family because of his finances, the money he left in the bank, and, of course, my mother-in-law is still alive, so I feel that my son's feels shirked by the family. I feel rejected by the family because they have decided to just kind of take all the monies and run, sort of, so to speak. And I'm just praying for peace and comfort and for conviction in my mother-in-law's heart to do the right thing.
Praise the Lord. You know, I don't really... It just kind of baffles me, you know, some of the things that, especially we as Christians, will do to each other. How can you be married to someone for almost 30 years, and then everything is taken, and you're left with nothing. It just baffles me that the right thing would not be done. But through it all, we have to keep our eye on that sparrow. And I'm praying for your mother-in-law. I'm praying for her that the relationship that she says she has with the Lord, I pray that he just looks down inside of her. And not just her, that's the prayer that I pray for all of us, right? That if you find anything in us that shouldn't be, to just take it out and strengthen us and make us do the right thing when we was so set on doing the wrong thing. And that's just my prayer for her. I just pray that God would just touch her heart, and none of that money that she keeps pulling out of different places and whatever is going on is getting her control of all. She's in control of all everything right now. So we just have to ask God to petition to just bless her heart, because, you know, when you're going around, and I understand, Norma, you say you don't want to fight over money, and you are so right. It's really sad. It's a really sad issue. So we're going to have to let God handle this. When he said the battle is his, and we are to keep going on and feeling ostracized and feeling like you're neglected and division, and all of those things are signs of the adversary. And so we recognize that It is the enemy who is standing here, and he sees your future, and he knows that how bright it is. And so he figured, if I can get to you in your finances, if I can just do her wrong, if I can just make her feel weak for a moment, if I can make her feel like she's been left behind for a moment, maybe I can achieve and get her to stop, and she'll stop before she get to this bright future that God has for her. But we're not going to let that happen. We're just going to keep on praying. I just asked, what is your mother-in-law's first name?
Erlinda.
Linda.
Yes.
I just pray right now that everyone in the chat rooms and the archives that are coming here and listen to this at another time, that's live on the phone, I just ask that everyone will just remember Linda's name in prayer. We're not praying anything against her for death or anything like that. We're praying for a true relationship with God, because if you seek God first, then all of the right things, loving your brothers, doing the right thing, you will, they'll fall into place. If you love God with your whole heart, you can't love God with your whole heart and do your sisters wrong. You can't love God with your whole heart and take away from someone like this. So we just need her heart to be softened. She may not even recognize that she's doing the wrong thing. She may think that she's doing the right thing, but we just want the relationship with God to step in there. This is his battle. Step in there. And Linda, we're just going to call Linda's name out all throughout today. If you just start having to think about the situation, just say Linda. God bless Linda. Open up Linda's heart, and we're going to take it to the altar throughout today, and we're going to see a breakthrough in this. So all of you all that are listening, I just rejoice. What an honor it's going to be when this manifestation of this breakthrough is here, and we give that praise report. Hallelujah. We give that praise report. We thank you, Lord Jesus. You continue to do as you're doing, sister. Continue to dive. Continue to give. Continue to open your heart. And continue to reach out to other sisters and brothers like this ministry here. That's what we're here for. You have a problem, I have a problem. If you're down, I'm down. We should be there for each other. And I just thank you, Lord Jesus, for you. I really thank God for you. And we're blessing your sons, too, because women, we are emotional creatures. But sometimes, you know, men can hold stuff in. Men can react in different ways. So we just pray for your sons, too, that some kind of way that they're able to just leave this alone and just let God, just let God do. Let go and let God. Yes. That's going to be our word we're going to stand on. Let go and let go and let God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Norma, I thank you for just being obedient to the Lord and just being strong and continuing to just bring in things to the Lord. And I know it seems like day by day something else hits you, but God has your back. God has your back. It is not over. It is not over.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I also wanted to send out a prayer for, remind everyone to pray for Pamela. Pamela was feeling fine, went to the doctor, and she actually, they did some tests, and now they're saying they found something on her spine, and they did a biopsy on the spine the other day. So she's waiting on those results to come back for that biopsy. So we just pray for Sister Pam, and the results of that biopsy are already negative. There is no cancer in her body. There is no arthritis on her spine. There is nothing that's getting ready to hinder her. And we just want to call it out and go in and say, thank you, Jesus, right now. And as you're thinking throughout your day, and you may be thinking about your situation or someone else's situation, don't forget to just stop and just pray for Pam. Pam, healing for Pam. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood covering whatever they thought they saw on the spine of Pam. Amen? Amen. That's the power of God. His blood has already healed us. Let's receive it. And when two or three of us gather together, and, you know, we get to praying for things, oh, that three-strand, it's not easily broken. that cord is not easily broken. So when we get together praying for each other, I may not ever meet half of the people that I pray for, but oh, they're in my heart. Your concerns are my concerns. Amen. We also are praying for Barbara. Barbara's in Atlanta. And Barbara had a blood clot about 2 years ago. And now we're finding out that that blood clot, which has her on oxygen for the last 2 years, but now that blood clot had weakened the vessels of one of her lungs, and that has built up pressure in that vessel. So the pressure that's in the vessel of her lung is now weakening the right side of her heart. So I remind everyone to send out the prayer for Barbara as she continues to believe for her healing, and as she continues to walk in the walk and continue to help someone else in the midst of her troubles. So I know, God, that you are a heart regulator. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's why we bring our petitions to you. I know, God, that there is nothing too big for you. Hallelujah. So that's why we bring our worship and our praise to you. You said we can bring it all of our requests to you, dear Father. Come with thanksgiving. Come believing that you are going to do it. So, dear Father, right now, wherever Barbara is at, dear Father, her lungs, no pressure will be in there, dear Father. I feel you just pushing on her lungs, pressing stuff out. All pressure will be released from her body. And the weakness of our heart, dear Father, we thank you, dear Father, for the strength. It's not by her might, it's not by my might, but it's by the might of you, dear Father. The Creator, you know everything about us, dear Father. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, for restoring her, for total restoration, removing the oxygen, total resurrection. Hallelujah. What the enemy has went inside of her body to try to destroy, I don't want him to leave. I don't want you to leave that one ounce of him in there. Take everything that he put inside of her out and restore her. Give her her work to do while she's on this kingdom. Give her what it is she needs to be doing to edify you, Jesus. Edify your name to give you the glory. And may she tell the world about the mess that you brought her out of through her message. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for Sister Barbara. Praise be the name of the Lord. Praise be the name of the Lord. Any other praise reports or prayer requests? You in the chat rooms, I do see you in there. God bless you. Yes, you can send any praise reports, prayer requests to walkwithmegod@aol.com. I will definitely reach back out to you. Some of you all do include a phone number, and I do take out times, usually either on Sundays or Mondays, to give you those callbacks that you want, individual callbacks for prayer, okay? So God bless you, each and every one of you. And also remember that if you're in need of any kind of biblical literature, a new Bible, anything that will enhance you and get you on your way towards the righteousness of God, that is what this ministry is for. Again, my name is Minister Von Dillon. My ministry is Tri-Anointed Women of Christ. So whatever you need, make sure that you reach out. Amen. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for just everything. We just thank you, God, for loving us enough to die for us and just give us your son. I just thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We can't thank you enough. You're so worthy of all the praise. Our scripture today really hit home and touched a lot of things, and it's just really profound. And just, I just remind everyone to, you know, make sure to wish walking on that scripture throughout the week. And before we end our broadcast, we do also will be repeating it again. So this, these are nightly on the blog talks, so only 45 minutes. So time really passes when you're having fun. So it looks like we have approximately about 15 more minutes. So let's go ahead and continue with the word, okay? You know, every believer has the responsibility to be a godly influence. That is our responsibility as believers. Examples and our testimonies, we are to help people gain a better understanding of Jesus Christ. and of his ways, and then how they are to follow him. But what the Bible tells us about the prophet Daniel, you know, Daniel was a man who used his influence wisely. He was someone that we can look at and say, I can pattern myself after Daniel. He used his influence with God wisely. And you may say, how, Minister Vaughn, did he use his influence wisely? Think about the time when his consistent witness, he always was witness to the Lord, regardless of what was going on. He was witnessing. That's using your influence with the Lord wisely. So his consistent witness impacted, but it also impacted all those around him. I remind everyone to go back in the archives. You can always go back at any time and listen to any broadcast and always rate the show. So Daniel's influence influenced his friends around him. It also influenced four kings. Wouldn't it be impressive that the life you live was such an example that you influenced four kings and their whole kingdom was turned around because of your life that you lived, your influence? You see, Daniel possessed a strong conviction. He really believed that every word of Scripture was true. And that's what we have to do. You know, there's many times that we stand on certain words of Scripture, and we will walk with that, we will talk with that, we'll keep it there. But the minute that something happens, what comes out of our heart is not the Scripture that we should be standing on. Most of the time, it's stuff that we didn't even recognize was sitting out in there. You ever been beside someone and something happened and the first word they say is some nasty word? Because that's what's in their heart. That's what's in their heart. So can you imagine how living everyday life? Yeah, you're going to have some sicknesses and some stuff going on. Because you got a dirty heart. Your heart is filled with different things. It's not of the word. That's why we do self-inventory daily and ask God to cleanse my heart. Match my heart up that it matches your desires. You said you would give us the desires of our hearts. If our hearts match your heart, he's not going to give us the desires of our dirty heart, what we think is right, what we think should be going on right now. But he says, when you get into such an intimate relationship with me, hallelujah, he said, my thoughts will now become your thoughts. Because his plans will become my plans. He will sow, you allow him to sow that seed in your heart. He will change your heart. The hatred that you're doing to someone right now, will you allow God to just change your heart to see what he wants you to do with these things, how he wants you to deal with these different issues? Linda, God is waiting on you. Our hearts, he wants to change our hearts to think with his, so he can give us the desires of our heart. So Daniel just believed. He believed in every word, from the beginning of the book, through the middle, all the way to the end. He just said, you know what, I just surrender my whole life to you. Your word, I live on your word. And think of the word we have. We have a powerful word. We got to believe on the Scriptures. Believe that they're true. You know, Daniel never declined. What Daniel did decline, not to go against God's word, but to go against the word of the kings that was ruling the land in which he lived. Exodus 34:15, it forbade consuming anything offered to idols. But that's what the kingdoms was doing. They were eating things and they were giving it as idols and praising these idols and worshiping these idols. But Daniel's commitment to the Lord would not allow him to do that. That's talking one thing, but when it came down to doing it, he had to stand to it. That's a big standstill. You're talking about your life could be taken, but he decided he was still going to stay. You see, his commitment to God outweighed any fear of any punishment for turning down the royal provisions. His relationship was more stronger than that. we've got to find ourselves in that way too. We've got to be so strong that I don't care if the whole world turns backwards and starts saying all of the things that was biblical and what we considered as correct, none of those things is wrong. You don't have to live by those things anymore. Isn't that what the world is saying? They say you don't have to go by these things anymore. No. If you're a pastor and you're licensed to marry somebody, they're trying to say that it is the law that you marry even if two men, two women. But thank God. Won't God make a provision? Won't God make a provision? Some of us are determined that we're just going to stand on God's scriptures. We're going to stand on God's word. My license to marry is not about man. I was called to minister by the Lord. I was chosen to preach by the Lord. My teaching comes from him and him alone. So I can't sway to the world's bend of the world's rules. I have to stand strong in the Lord. I have to stand strong in the Lord. Because the moment I get up and try to teach you something, my sisters and brothers, I try to preach something to you, and I don't do it under the direction of the Holy Spirit, I'm just flesh talking. I'm just talking out of my flesh. It won't mean anything to you. It won't touch your heart. You won't get anything out of it. But when I allow God to use me as a vessel, to use me as a vessel, and speak to you and you and you through little old me, that's how he can touch you in Minnesota. That's how he can touch you in San Antonio. Touch someone else in Boston. Touch someone else in Atlanta. Off of one sermon, because it is God who is using me, just speaking through me to you. Amen? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We should not do anything without the Holy Spirit involved. We need to ask God to be with us at all times of our life. All times of our life. We thank you, Lord Jesus. So now Daniel, let's look back at Daniel. You know, the Lord honored Daniel's conviction by ensuring that he found favor among those powerful kings. Because, you know, so we're praying. Sometimes we don't want to do anything. We just pray and we want God to take control and do it all and make it right and let it do. But he said you have to do something. When that opportunity comes, you got to still, instead of cursing somebody else, you got to still look off in your heart and find some kind of sympathy for him, some empathy for him. You got to find a scripture to stand on that will allow you to do that. And you've got to be able to move on forward. So Daniel was able to say, you know what, I'm not going to be able to worship the idols that you, my king, are doing. No, I've got to worship God first. And the Lord honored his conviction. The Lord not just honored him, he made the powerful men have favor on Daniel. So right now, the ones that may seem like they have everything that you need right now, everything's been taken away from you right now. It may look like they have all the power right now. They have the power. But God, our powerful God, if we'll just allow him to be God over that situation, God is going to turn that thing around. God is going to make that powerful person have favor over you. And they're not going to have a chance but to do nothing else but to do right by you. God also gave Daniel and his friends wisdom. He gave them knowledge. We should be praying for wisdom. We should be praying for knowledge. He gave them wisdom and knowledge that would serve them well as the royal officials. Because when those powerful people begin to bow down and God starts to soften their hearts, it's going to move you into another position. And you're going to need wisdom. You're going to need knowledge in order to handle all of the things that God is getting ready to send your way. So we should be praying for wisdom and knowledge. Don't get so upset with the situation that we forget to look in that situation and get the things out that we're going to need when God surrenders all of this to us. Amen? Amen. You know, he gave them positions that guaranteed godly influence with spread throughout the kingdom. And however he work out your situations that you're praying for, believing for today, when he worked those things out, don't forget. Do not forget. God is putting you in those positions to allow you to spread your godly influence throughout your neighborhood, your job, your home. You should be able to make a difference in your city. Every little person doing their share will make a difference in our state, in our country, in this universe. You know, in all likelihood, very few of us will have opportunities to influence kings, a president, a pope. But our example can impact in our workplace. Look next to that kid beside you. Somebody may be crying, needing your prayer. Look at the people on your job. Somebody may be an alcoholic, just waiting, needing your prayer, seeking some answers, don't know which way to go. They may be lashing out at you because they don't know what else to do. They're hurting so bad they have no other way, no one to talk to. Pride is holding them back. Our examples can impact our workplace. It can impact our neighborhood. It can impact our lives in so many different ways. You know, as was true of Daniel, a godly influence is rooted in the belief that God is the Bible and his Bible is in the Word and it is true today, yesterday, and tomorrow, and forevermore. So if our convictions aren't based on scriptural principles, if we're just speaking out of flesh, we're not getting anywhere. We must be based on scriptural principles. The pattern of our life cannot be consistent if we're not based on the Word of God. And then we'll begin to chase after all these different flashing lights and different things that the world says that everyone must have, all of the materialistic things and bigger toys that the world says we must have. That's what happens when you speak out of flesh and not out of the Word. Therefore, commitment to stand on the bedrock of God's Word is not negotiable. You can't negotiate the Word of God. The Word of God is the Word of God. It's true today, tomorrow, yesterday, forevermore. Amen? You can't negotiate the Word of God. You can't just pick out a little piece here that you like and say, well, I'm just going to live by this piece, but this doesn't make sense to me, so no, I'm not living by that piece. The Word of God is the Word of God, and we must stand to it. God is good. Our responsibilities. Our time is ending. I just remind you to stand on Philippians 4:4-8. Go back through and read it. You may want to hang it up on your wall, print it off, whatever you need to do. Once you get it in your heart, you'll be able to relay on it anytime that you're having problems. You won't have no problems remembering, no, I know that word. I know I'm supposed to be standing stronger than this. Amen? Amen, amen, amen. In our last few minutes here, I don't ever want to leave a broadcast without offering the invitation to come and meet God. If you don't know God as your own personal Savior, everyone needs their own personal relationship with God. You know, it's not just about you, what your mother believed or your father believed. But you, do you have that relationship? What relationship do you have with the Lord? I invite you to just open up your heart and just repeat these words after me. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving me enough to die for me. God, I believe that you gave your only Son that we would not be lost, that we can always come back to you. I am a sinner. Forgive me for my sins. I accept you, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior, and invite you to come and live inside of me. Amen. If you just said those simple words, I believe that you are a new creature in Christ, according to God's word. You live on. Old things have passed away. I don't care what you used to do, what you used to say. Start looking for something that's new. Well, we're at the end of our broadcast. You can reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. This is Minister Von Dimmons. Remember, I love you, but God loves you more. Amen. Norma, you be blessed.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.